Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
This is who, Vicky?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vicky, I need some help here.
Sure.
This phone number that I just called was in my checking account.
Okay. May I have your... Okay. May I have your zip code so I can pull up that account?
Oh, you mean my account?
I need your zip code. Yes, sir.
27803.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir. What's your first and last name? I'd just like to have the account before me while I'm talking to the customer.
Okay. It's Frank. It's the first name. The last name is spelled H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Frank Hernandez.
Thank you, sir. And for security purposes on that account, Mr. Hernandez, could you verify your shipping address?
My what? My shipping?
Shipping address. Shipping. Yes, sir.
Okay. It's 5872 Cherry Wood Drive, Rocky Mount.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hernandez, it looks like you paid shipping and handling, sir, in the amount of $7.95 back on the 5th of this month for a purifier. The charge of $56.95 is because they enrolled you in something called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. Well, actually, it's called the Factory Direct Store. The Factory Direct Store issues a $125 gift card each month that you are a member to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. They should have sent a link on February the 9th to your email address, which is frankhernandez@aol.com, so you could access the voucher for the gift card and use it at this Best Consumers Gadgets Club, the online web store.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, there was a disclaimer on the website. Once you pay the shipping, Mr. Hernandez, it states that they'll enroll you in this and that the purifier was a welcoming gift. There was a disclaimer on the website after you pay the shipping that states that they'll enroll you in the Factory Direct Store and that the purifier was a welcoming gift and all you had to do was pay for the shipping. Now, this is a monthly recurring charge and they'll charge you this each month until you call in and have it canceled.
Can I cancel it now?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't. I'm familiar with what you're saying about the air purifier.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was with a regular company. I mean, like. Anyway, this just doesn't sound right. But anyway, I want to cancel out on this.
Yes, sir. I have a cancellation number available for you, sir.
Okay, hang on. Let me get my pen.
Sure.
I'm just writing cancellation.
Okay. Yeah.
Cancellation number. And the number is what?
C as in cancel.
Okay.
258-947-607.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Make sure I got it right. C25-894-7607.
That's right.
Cancellation.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. I'm confused. I thought I ordered this air purifier. What's the name of it?
It just says purifier. It says Clear Wind Air Purifier.
Clear what? Wind?
Clear Wind. W?
W-I-N.
Mm-hmm. It's compound word, Clear Wind Air Purifier.
Okay, Clear Wind Air Purifier.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir. You haven't received it yet?
No.
Okay, hang on. There's a tracking.
Yeah, but that's
number.
Been a long time. I mean, that hasn't been that long.
Right.
If that was done on the. I don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want to pay. I've already had $60 taken out. For this.
Okay, hang on just a moment, sir. okay, if you it hasn't shipped out yet because they haven't assigned a tracking number, I can refund that $7.95 and 50% back of that 50, what was it, 54, 65?
54.95, 56.95.
Okay. Let me process.
And you can do what? Not ship it?
Right, refund the shipping and handling, and refund. Hang on.
Refund the $56.95?
They won't let me refund it in all, sir. Again, this is a third-party call center, and this particular vendor only offers a 50% refund.
So of the $56.95, you can't refund any of it or half?
I can refund 50% of it, sir. That's what I'm doing now.
I wonder why, because it, you know, there wasn't any. I didn't get it. Or did they? Did you say they shipped it already?
It hasn't shipped yet. No, they haven't shipped it yet. It doesn't have a tracking number assigned to it yet.
Okay.
But I refunded the $7.95 shipping as well as $28.47 back to your Visa card ending 6121. You should have that money back on your card, Mr. Hernandez, within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And I sent you a cancellation confirmation email. You're going to receive 2 of those.
Okay, can you give me the cancellation number?
Sure. That's the C, as in cancel,
258-947-607.
The number I just gave you a moment ago, that's your cancellation number. And you'll receive that in an email as well to frankhernandez@aol.com along with those 2 refund confirmations. The money should take 3 to 5 business days before you see it back on your card, Mr. Hernandez.
Okay. It'll come. It'll be refunded onto my card.
Yes, sir.
By whom? Who will it come from?
It's coming from, it should say, I may say clear water air purifier. That's what I see.
No, you know, but what? You know where I got? I got no information. I got something called the Diet Shop Unlimited.
That may be.
That
may be where it comes from, Mr. Hernandez. A lot of times you all will see one thing on your statement. We see another thing on the screen, but it's the same company. I don't know why they do it. I can't explain it.
Yeah, because, see, I talked to somebody at another number. See if you're familiar with this number. Just before I talk to you, 855-849-3972. There were 2 numbers on my checking account that were connected to this Diet Shop Unlimited.
And I don't even know why I came off as that. Is that what the charges were along with those numbers?
You mean the phone numbers?
Yes.
Yeah, there was two numbers.
Right. Well, this is a third-party call center. We answer calls for over 100 different online vendors. We have multiple lines, so no doubt multiple numbers. Right. Tell me about it.
Did some of your customers lose it?
Oh, you know it.
That's
an understatement.
Yeah. Well, I'm disappointed because I really wanted that air purifier. But you know what I should do? I should go down here to Lowe's. I'm not sure where you're located, but there's a Lowe's store.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, big stores that handle home items.
Right, exactly.
And where are you located, by the way?
We're in Alabama, central Alabama.
In Alabama. How's your weather?
Beautiful today, 70 and sunny.
You know, that's what we are. I'm up in North Carolina near Raleigh.
Okay.
And we had our first good day today.
I heard it's cold in North Carolina.
Yeah, and it's good. And today it's 70.
This weather is so
fickle.
Right, in February. I said this weather is so
fickle. It's 66 degrees right now. I guess that's because it's after 4 o'clock or something.
Right.
Because it's already getting the sun going down or being covered up by the clouds and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
you guys are
what,
Central Time or Eastern Time?
Eastern Time.
Yeah, we're on Central. It's just 4:17 here.
Oh, you're on Central. Okay. I used to be on Central Time. I used to live in Kansas City.
I didn't realize Kansas City was on Central Time. I don't even get the breakdown. Yeah. I don't understand how this is Pacific, Mountain, Central, Standard, Eastern.
I want to move to Mountain. I used to live in the mountains, three different states, and I came from the plains of Kansas. And I mean, it was hot and tornado season.
Yeah, tornado that's what season. I'm afraid of. See.
And yeah, and we've had some warnings here where I am in North Carolina, but I had so much fun on the mountains. They were so much fun, and I want to go back. I'm a school teacher. And I my son needed some help, so I moved here to North Carolina, and he's ready for me that I can go ahead and move on if I want to.
Right.
And I do would like to move to the mountains. Well, listen, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it and the time that I spent with you.
Yes, sir. And, it was my pleasure meeting you, sir. I hope you have a good weekend, Mr. Hernandez. You stay safe, and thank you for calling.
Yes. I was going to say, you stay safe, too, because
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, can you hang up?